Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an FX chain in Ableton Live 12 that gives your risers that pirate radio energy for jungle and old school DNB. You know the vibe, like someone's broadcasting through a stressed mixer, pushing into the red, tuning around stations, all band limited and gritty, and then right on the drop it snaps open into full, clean, club bandwidth. We're keeping this beginner friendly and mostly stock Ableton devices. By the end, you'll have two good risers and one transition move you can reuse in basically any 170 BPM project. Quick mindset before we touch anything. Don't think synth riser. Think broadcast chain. Pirate radio energy comes from three things working together: bandwidth control, harmonic dirt, and instability. And the thing that makes it feel professional is gain staging. Distortion and reverb are the two places beginners accidentally get way louder without noticing, so we're going to watch levels as we go. Alright, let's set up. Create a new MIDI track. Command or Control, Shift, T. Name it Riser, Pirate Radio. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet bassline for jungle and old school DNB, and it makes an 8-bar build feel really natural. Now we're going to build Riser number 1, the Radio Noise Riser. Classic Pirate Sweep. Step 1 is the sound source. Drop Operator onto the MIDI track. In Operator, go to Oscillator and set it to Noise White. Turn the filter on if it's not already on, but don't stress about the envelope too much. We'll do the movement with automation. Now create a MIDI clip in Arrangement View, and draw one long note that lasts 8 bars. Any note is fine, because it's noise, but pick something like C3 just so it's easy to see. Now the fun part. The Pirate Radio effects chain. We're going to add these effects in a specific order, because order matters a lot for this vibe. First, auto filter. Set it to bandpass mode. Use a 24 dB slope. Bring resonance up somewhere around 35-55%. Add a little drive, like 2-6 dB. Here's the big move. Automate the auto filter frequency so it rises over time. Start down at around 200-400 Hz and end around 6-10 kHz. That higher resonance is going to give you that whistling, tuning and energy. If it starts to hurt or squeal too hard, back off the resonance or the drive, and keep an eye on the meter. Next, add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Dry somewhere around 6-12 dB. Turn on soft clip, and then pull the output down so you're not smashing your channel. A good beginner target is keeping peaks around minus 6 dB on that track. You don't need it loud right now. You need it controlled. Now add EQ8. This is where we shape the AM radio tone. Do a high pass, low cut, around 150-250 Hz. This is important. We do not want low end in risers. Low end makes the drop feel smaller because it steals space from your sub and your kick. Then add a small peak somewhere in the 1.2-2.5 kHz range, maybe +2 to +5 dB. That's the speaker bite, the cheap radio cone presence. And here's the crucial part, a low pass filter that we automate. Start it fairly low, like 2-4 kHz, so it feels band limited. Then as you get close to the drop, you open it up to 14-18 kHz, or you simply remove that low pass right at the drop. This low pass automation is one of the biggest pirate to club tricks in the whole lesson. Optional but very on theme. Add redux. Keep it subtle. Bit reduction at about 8-12 bits, and sample rate around 10-18 kHz. If you go too hard, it turns into video game noise. Pirate vibe is dirty, but it still needs to read as broadcast, not broken. Next, add chorus ensemble for width and motion. Amount around 15-30%, rate around 0.15-0.35 Hz, and mix around 20-40%. We want movement, not seasickness. Then reverb. Set decay around 2.5-6 seconds. Predelay around 10-25 milliseconds. Size 70-100%. For the high cut, you can keep it darker early on, like 3-6 kHz, and then open it later if you want more air. Mix around 15-30%, and then finish with a limiter for safety. Set ceiling to -0.8 dB. This is not here to make it loud, it's here to stop sudden resonance spikes from ruining your ears. Now, one really DNB move. Make the riser pump to the groove. Add a compressor after the reverb, and turn on sidechain. For sidechain input, pick your kick track. If you don't have a kick yet, you can use a ghost kick. Just a simple kick pattern muted in the mix, purely to drive sidechain. Saturation or around 4-1. Attack 3-10 milliseconds. Release 80-150 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you hear a clear rhythmic dip. You want it to breathe, not disappear. The point is that your riser feels like it's living inside the track, not pasted on top. Now we automate the rise so it actually feels like jungle tension, not a static noise sample. In arrangement view, place this riser for 8 bars leading into your drop. Then automate a few key parameters. First priority, bandwidth, auto filter frequency rises from around 200 Hz up to around 8K Hz steadily. Second, the EQ8 low pass, if you're using it, start around 3K Hz and rise to around 16K Hz. Third, space, automate the reverb mix from maybe 15% up to 30% over the last couple bars, or even just in the final bar, if you want it to feel like it suddenly blooms. Fourth, harmonics. Add a tiny extra push by automating saturator drive up another 2 to 4 dB in the last bar. That overload feeling is part of the Pirate Radio story. And right at the end, the last half bar, do what I call the panic crank. Don't make it linear. Use an automation curve so it accelerates upward right before the drop. In Ableton, you can right-click the automation line and curve it. That accelerating pull is what makes it feel like the DJ is forcing it into the next section. Before we move on, quick coaching note. If you only automate one thing, automate bandwidth. Filter and EQ moves do more for this vibe than almost anything else. All right, riser number 2, the tonal jungle tension riser. This one feels like a rave synth being tuned into a dodgy desk, and it sits nicely alongside the noise riser because it gives you a focal point in the mids. Create another MIDI track, or duplicate the first and clear the effects. Drop wave eatable on it. Choose basic shapes and start with a sine or triangle. Keep it mono at first. If you immediately make it wide, it can blur the center and steal impact from the snare later. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip with one long note. Try C2 or C3. Now add pitch movement. The simplest way, automate transposition from 0 up to plus 12 semitones over 4 to 8 bars. If you want it more subtle, go 0 to plus 7, like a fifth, but plus 12 gives that classic riser means business feel. Now add a little instability. In Live 12, add the LFO device. Map it to fine-tune on wave-eatable. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount tiny, like 2 to 8 cents. We're not trying to make it sound out of tune, we're trying to make it sound like imperfect hardware drifting. Now the shorter pirate chain on this tonal riser. Add auto filter, again band pass, resonance around 40%. Then overdrive. Overdrive is great for mid-range nastiness. Set the frequency around 1 to 2kHz, drive around 20 to 50%, and adjust tone until it feels like it's speaking through a stressed system. Then add flanger for unstable modulation. Rate around 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Amount 20 to 35%. Feedback 10 to 25%. Keep it slow. Slow modulation reads as broadcast wobble. Fast modulation reads as effect plugin. Then EQ8. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. And a gentle push around 2K Hz if you need it to cut. Then reverb, but shorter than the noise riser. Decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds, mix 10 to 20%. This one should cut through without turning into a wash. Now, before we do the drop, one big workflow upgrade, use a riser bus from day one. If you're running noise and tonal together, select both riser tracks and group them. Command or Control, G, name it riser group. Then do your final cleanup and safety on the group, an EQ8 for overall shaping, and a limiter for safety. This makes the drop switch way easier, because you can automate one group reverb mix, one gate, one utility dip, instead of hunting through multiple tracks. Also, quick stereo coaching. Wide risers are exciting, but keep the low mids more mono so your snare and reese can punch. A simple trick is putting utility on the tonal layer and setting width to something like 0 to 40%. Then let the noise layer carry most of the width up high. Now the drop switch. This is the old school impact move, lo-fi buildup. Then suddenly full fidelity on beat 1. Right at the first beat of the drop bar, do 3 things. 1. Choke the space. Automate the reverb mix down to basically 0, like 0 to 5%. This stops the tail from smearing your drop. 2. Open the bandwidth instantly. If you had a low-pass filter, jump it straight up to 18 or 20kHz, or disable it. That creates the illusion the system unlocks into full club sound. 3. Optional micro-impact trick. Do a tiny utility gain dip for a very short moment, like a 1/16 note, minus 2 to minus 6 dB, then slam back to normal. It's like a little intake of breath before the punch. If you want an even cleaner pre-drop cut without manually editing audio, put a gate after reverb on the riser group. During the build it's open. Right before the drop you automate the threshold up so it chops the tail. It's tight, controlled, and very DJ-friendly. Now let's make your riser feel more radio instead of just a smooth sweep. Here's a variation you can try, the tuning dial step sweep. Instead of one smooth auto filter rise, automated in small jumps every half bar or quarter bar. Tiny ramps between the jumps, but clearly stepped. Then, on a couple of the jumps, do a quick resonance spike. Short and controlled, it'll feel like scanning stations. Another arrangement trick that's very old school is call and response risers over 8 bars. Bars 1 to 2, the noise rises while tonal stays low. Bars 3 to 4, tonal rises while noise holds. Bars 5 to 6, both rise. Bars 7 to 8, a brief dropout and then the final hit into the drop. That keeps attention without needing more sounds. And if you want extra realism without samples, add a third layer, transmission texture. On a new track, put operator with white noise. Then EQ8, steep high pass around 1 to 2 kHz, and a small boost around 5 to 7 kHz. Add erosion. Use wide noise mode for hiss or sighing for a little whine. Keep the amount low to medium and automate the frequency slightly upward. Then keep this whole layer very quiet, like -20 to -30 dB. You should feel it more than you hear it, but it makes the whole thing feel like a recording, not a plugin preset. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. First, too much low end in the riser. High pass is your friend. Often 150 to 300 Hz is the safe zone. Second, reverb washing out the build. If your groove disappears, shorten decay or automate reverb mix so it only blooms near the end. Third, no rhythmic movement. Sidechain to the kick or do volume automation. Static risers feel pasted.